Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic. It's the prohibition of going into a place that has idolatry, avodah zarah. The most obvious example of this would be going into a church, but by no means will we be limited to that discussion. The connection to the parsha, the pasuk says as follows, parshas Vayera, Vayomer elav Moshe, during one of the makas, Moshe says to Paro, when I leave the city, and only once I leave the city, will I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cease this makkah. And Rashi explains as follows, within the city, Moshe was not about to daven because it was full of meleya kilulim, it was full of avodah zarah. So in fact, we're going to start off with two gemaras that teach us that we have to distance ourselves from avodah zarah. The first source is a gemara in avodah zarah, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that says, based on the pasuk in Mishlei, harchek me'alea darkecha, we should distance ourselves from its path. What is that talking about? Zominus. This is talking about minus, heresy of avodah zarah. And based on this, the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows, shemitzvah liyishrachek miderech avodas kochavim arba amos, we should distance ourselves from going past an avodah zarah for amos. So it's not only being close to it, being inside a church, but distance ourselves, even apparently from the outside of a church, for amos. There's another interesting gemara, the very next amud, it's avodah zarah yud zayin amud bey, is that there was a discussion between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonasan. They had to go on a path, then they had two choices, two paths, two streets that they could go on. One went by a base of avodah zarah, we'll say a church, and one went by a house of ill repute. And they had a discussion which was preferable to not walk by, which do we really need to avoid more. And based on that, without going into the back and forth of the Gemara, we'll just bring Tosfos that explains as follows to Mikan. From this Gemara, yesh lilmod shederech laharchik mipesach avodas kochavim kol ma shiyacho. From this Gemara, we learn that we have to distance ourselves from an entrance, from going into a place of avodah zarah as much as possible. And he brings a pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Al tikrav al pesach besa." Don't even come close to the entrance into the house of avodah zarah. So we have to distance ourselves for amos, or even dramatically more, as much as possible, to not go to close proximity to a base of avodah zarah. So in fact, there are poskim that say that it's actually we have to distance ourselves much more than that. There's a mission in avodah zarah that says as follows, ear, shiyesh ba avodas kochavi masiri, that has in it idolatry. Chutz ala mutar, it's permitted outside of the city. You can be outside of the city. We'll explain what this means in a bit. Hayachutz ala avodas kochavim, and if the avodah zarah is outside the city and not inside the city, tochala mutar, be permitted to be inside the city but not outside the city. So in fact, the Rambam in his Perush Mishnayos on that Mishnah says as follows, that it's definitively prohibited to go into a city that has avodah zarah in it. Prohibited to live in such a city. You can't go and do business with people who live in such a city. Lefichach yodei lecha. You need to know shekol ir hashayaches leuma mina omas olam. If there's a city that's governed, it's lived in, it's controlled by non-Jews, ovdei avodah zarah, and they are idolaters, and it is in that city, there's a Beis Tifla, which is a church, a place of worship, that they worship the avodah zarah. It's a base of avodah zarah. Mi'ikar hadin hayatzarech le'esor la'dur ba'osayir. Fundamentally, mi'ikar hadin, it's prohibited to live in such a city. You can't even live if there's a church in a city, based on this Rambam. You're not allowed to live in that city. Rachmana litzlan in Yerushalayim, unfortunately, we have churches as well. So, says the Rambam, you can't live in such a place. However, ba'avonoseinu, in our sins, anu anusim, it's against our volition. We're forced, where it's an onus. We have no choice in the matter. Bar korcheinu, we have to live somewhere, and there's avodah zarah all over the place, so we have to live in these places that are full of avodah zarah. But mi'ikar din, says the Rambam, it's prohibited. So that's the approach of the Rambam in understanding this Mishnah, when it says that if you have a city that has avodah zarah, you can be outside the city if there's no avodah zarah outside the city. But a city that has avodah zarah in it, fundamentally, mi'ikar din, is prohibited to live in it. Rashi has a dramatically different approach to this Mishnah. He says what it's talking about, Shiyom Eid Yesh Libnei Ayir, it's talking about when they're having a holiday, when they're having a pagan holiday inside that city. In that situation, you can only do business with the people who are not celebrating that Avodah Zarah, that day of Avodah Zarah, that pagan holiday, if they're outside the city. But you cannot go into the city to do business with those who celebrate, only outside the city. And if the celebration of that deity, the pagan holiday, is outside the city and not inside the city, you can only do business with the people inside the city, not outside the city. So based on Rashi, there's no prohibition to be living in a city that has Avodah Zarah in it. And Emir Tzashem, tomorrow we will see how do we paskin halacha l'maisa. Have a wonderful day.